Hello, my friend. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode 114, and today I'm actually inside of a gallery right here, and I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, give you some tips about installing an exhibition, how to curate a show that maybe you are curating of your own work, maybe it's something that you are doing for yourself, for your work, or maybe you are, you know, installing a show with other artists, whatever the case may be. Whether it's a small space or a large space, I want to give you, you know, some tips, some things that I think about when I'm installing a show. Now, I have been curating for over 10 years. I have in my career already installed over somewhere around 150 exhibitions of all sizes, from very small ones to very large ones in many galleries, not only in my space in Chicago, my gallery, also not only at the Jobier Center, which is a huge, large space, but also for smaller venues and other different galleries like this one right here. I'm at South Suburban College. This is the Dorothea Thiel Gallery, and we're about to install a show. So I wanted to kind of give you some tips when installing a show of your own as well, particularly when it's a space that's new to you. Something that I always think about, you know, when I'm going to install an exhibition, I look at all the work that I have, I always want to think about, you know, the flow of traffic. How are people going to walk through the space? For example, this gallery here has two doors. There's a door over here, and there's a door on the other side. So I got to think about that people are going to be walking in from either side. There's not a specific way of entry. For example, in my Chicago gallery at 33 Contemporary, there's only one door, so people will only be coming in from one side, and then they will probably make a right and then go through the space. So you always have to think about, you know, how are people walking into the space? And think about the first impression, right? Kind of like, what are people going to see first? And kind of think about that. Also, when I'm curating a show, I like to look at all the work and think about which ones are my anchor pieces, which pieces are my main works, and what can I do to emphasize those pieces? You know, what pieces are kind of like the pieces that are going to anchor the whole exhibition, that are going to give it, you know, a high impact when you walk in. And it doesn't have to be necessarily large work. High impact pieces is not necessarily pieces that are very large. It could be smaller works, but that are very powerful also in their theme or the way they're made or the story behind them and whatnot. So you gotta think about, you know, how that also, how you're going to anchor those pieces to help you create a great experience for the person that comes to see the show. Now, there's not a 100% way, one way of designing an exhibition. An exhibition can be designed in many ways. You know, typically you may go to an exhibit where all the works are lined up at the, you know, at the eye level, which is normally about 60 inches from the center of the work, 60 inches from top to from the floor, 60 inches on the wall, and then you center the artwork at 60 inches from the center. But that's not always the way it has to be. Really, you can play around with perception. You can do a show where the artwork, it actually does not line up or actually is stuck. You can really organize a show in whichever way you can envision it. How, again, thinking about how it's going to be the experience of the person that walks into the gallery. What is it that you're trying to do, to accomplish through the curatorial process of installing the exhibition? Another thing that I always think about when planning an exhibit and figuring out, you know, where works are going to go in the show, I also think about size. You know, size matters. Size is really important when it comes to planning your exhibition and or the installation of a show. Size is really important. You know, how big are the pieces? Why? Because that also determines the space that the viewer needs in order to appreciate the work. If it's a small work, you want people to get up close to the wall so that they can appreciate the work at close proximity. If it's a large work, people will need to actually pull back in order to really see the work from a distance. So you gotta plan that also. Sometimes I see shows in which, you know, the work is too cramped together. not enough space, and then you have a combination of really large pieces next to really small work. So it's really hard to appreciate the work, because if you are too close, you will not appreciate the large work, or if you are too far away, you will not appreciate the smaller pieces, and then the viewer has to be going back and forth, back and forth. So, you know, you gotta think about that. Size does matter. Something that I often do, if I have a number of small pieces, I may put them together so that I can take advantage of the person getting close to see a work, and as they are close, they can see a number of other works who are also of similar size. Likewise, if I have a large piece, you know, I may include other large pieces nearby too, again, so that they have proximity. I also like to think about distance, you know. If I walk in from this side of the gallery, you know, what am I gonna see on the other side, and vice versa, right? There are always key spaces in every gallery, in every space, that are what I would call prime time. There are prime time walls, you know, walls that are really visible no matter where you are in the space. So you gotta really think about what pieces are going to put in those spaces, because they're gonna get, you know, prime time. They're gonna get a lot of visibility, and those could really help you in planning the experience of the show. Other things that you want to think about is groupings. You know, you can organize the exhibition in groups. It doesn't always necessarily has to be all spread out evenly. Actually, recently I curated a show with 95 pieces, all of them small works, about 8x10 in size each one. So I didn't want to do just a row of works next to each other. So what I decided to do is I did groups. So I divided all the pieces in about 8 groups. So it was really nice, because then people walk from group to group and appreciated each of the groupings at a time, rather than having a linear exhibition where you go from work to work to work, but rather having the grouping. So that actually worked out pretty nice. I received a lot of feedback from people who said they enjoy looking at the show in groupings. They also enjoy how I grouped the different pieces, how they went together, and so on. You know, what were the things that brought the pieces together on a particular group. So, you know, you gotta think about those things as well. You know, you can also, if it's a solo show, you can set up the show in chronological order, so that a person, particularly if it's a show that maybe is looking back at a few years in your art career or the art career of the artist, you know, maybe the work can be set up chronologically so that the visitor has a really nice outlook into the trajectory of the artist, you know, the progression of the artist. For me, it's really interesting to see how artists change over time, you know, how the art changes over time in an artist's career. So that's one way of doing it chronologically if you have a lot of work from a single artist. Another way to do it is thematically. You can do it by theme. You know, certain themes that the artist may have explored over the years, so you can do that thematically as well. It could be an obvious theme that the artist may have, or it could be a theme that you as the curator or as the one putting the show together notice or make reference to on things that you have found after understanding the artist's work. So these are just some tips to give you on this quick episode. If you are planning a show right now, or maybe you are planning a show in the future, or maybe something that you might just have to do at some point in your career, hopefully these tips will help you out to plan a great exhibition, a great, great show, so that people enjoy it, people remember it, and so that you have a great time as well. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to check out all the resources that we have for you at theartistnextlevel.com. Have a great day. Goodbye.